231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of today, this third and final half hour of today's show on this hump day Wednesday, August 27th, 2025 edition. The hour news break just picked up and covered a story that I was getting ready to do. Senate Democrats passed a $1.20 landfill fee. Speaker Matt Hall says it has no chance of survival in the House. Senate Democrats yesterday passed legislation raising Michigan's landfill tipping fees from 36 cents per ton to $1.20 for solid and municipal waste deposits. The bill also aimed to halt hazardous waste facilities from expanding in the state. Well, back in March, the state's Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, EGLE, published a fiscal year 2024 report, which saw a 5.43% increase in solid waste disposed of in Michigan's landfills compared to the prior year. Of those landfills, EGLE reported that 3.46 million tons comes from Canada. 658,734 tons come from Ohio. 173,189 tons from Wisconsin. 131,734 tons from Indiana. And 106,323 from Massachusetts. Well, on a party line vote, Senate Democrats moved Senator Darren Calamari's Senate bills 246 and 247. When it comes to general landfill tipping fees, Senate Democrats are asking for less than the $5 per ton that Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanted and the $4 per ton that the Republican Governor Rick Snyder tried to accomplish back when he was governor. Well, Republican Senator Joseph Bellino Jr. of Monroe, ahead of voting against the bills, called them a 233% tax trash hike. Despite the state budget exploding year over year over year over year under Democratic control, you're coming back to Michigan taxpayers asking for more and more of our money. This trash tax hike stinks like my garbage. My grandson, little baby Albert, born just 7 days ago, has been to my house for 4 days. We put diapers in the trash, and this is exactly what these bills stink like. Whoa! A baby's poopy diapers. Well, here's the bottom line reality, folks. How much are you spending per month for your trash pickup? We pay $36 a month. Under this bill, these bills, I should say, if they're passed in the House and signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, your $36 a month you're spending for trash pickup will go to $84 a month. basically $50 a month increase times 12, you're looking at $600 a year extra costs for your trash. And the Democrats don't have a problem with it. And they argue, well, even Republican Governor Rick Snyder wanted to raise it to $4 a ton. Whitmer wants $5 a ton. We're only raising it to $1.20. Currently, it's 36 cents. Now, I got a very simple way for this to be done. Because ultimately, what is their goal? What is it they're trying to accomplish by raising the fees? They want less garbage coming into our landfills from Canada, Ohio, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Massachusetts. So I absolutely agree with you. So if your goal, Democrats, Senate Democrats, is to get less trash from other places, raise the fees to Canada, Ohio, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Massachusetts, and make it your $5 a ton that Whitmer wants. Eliminate the fees for Michigan residents. Local trash companies here in the state of Michigan operating. Eliminate their fees altogether. Because when these other countries and states start paying $5 a ton, it will more than offset our providers not paying a dime. Right now, they're paying 36 cents. Oh, but wait a minute, Randy. If we raise it to $5 a ton on Canada and Ohio and Wisconsin and Indiana and Massachusetts, they'll probably start finding other places to put their trash. Isn't that what your objective is? Isn't that what you're wanting to do? You want to get rid of foreign trash. You want to get rid of Ohio, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Massachusetts trash. Raise it to $5 a ton. Eliminate it completely from us, the people of the state of Michigan, so we don't have to pay it. Our monthly bill would go down. These other states in Canada, if you don't want your crap in Canada, well, then guess what? You're going to pay $5 a ton. If you're so concerned about your pristine environment of Canada that you're going to dump it here in Michigan because of our cheap rates, well, guess what, Canada? It's going to cost you more money. It's kind of like a mini tariff, if you will. And if you don't want to spend the $5 a ton, then find another place for it. That's what needs to happen. Well, the whiny little communist Jeff Irwin, Democrat from Ann Arbor, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Eagle Subcommittee, criticized Bellino's comments, saying when someone multiplies incredibly small numbers by big numbers, they still end up with a relatively small number. That's how decimals and fractions work. You are an absolute mathematical idiot. Relatively small numbers is what you're saying. A 233% increase in the fees, and you can't figure that out? It's not decimals and fractions, you idiot. It's percentages. But of course, percentages you don't understand because you're a Democrat. I get it. It's okay. Irwin went on to say, here in Michigan, we have bizarrely low tipping fees. The states around us average $5 a ton. Wisconsin, our neighbor, has a $13 per ton fee. Why? Because they don't want the crap in their state. In Wisconsin, by the way, which charges $13 per ton, dropped off 173,189 tons last year. See, they bring their crap to Michigan, but yet if you're going to try to put garbage in their landfills, they charge $13 a ton. See, these Democrats, they don't get it. This is absolutely unbelievable. Well, thank God. MERS talked to the Republican House Speaker Matt Hall, talking about this $120 per ton fee for solid waste, if it's going to be taken up in his chamber. Matt Hall's response, there's no chance of that happening. I think he'd be better off moving some of our House bills. We are not going to raise the tipping fees. You saw they couldn't even get this done in the House when the Democrats had control of the House. They put it on the board and it failed. So you think we're going to do it? That's crazy. So bottom line, charge Canada and these other states your $5 a ton. Calamari, you just said it. All the surrounding states around Michigan are paying, charging $5 a ton. Wisconsin's charging $13. Do unto others as they do unto you. What part of Donald Trump's tariffs do you not understand? Oh, and by the way, just a side note, real quick story. National story. I was talking all Michigan today. The revenue projected to come in to the United States Treasury based on projections of the rest of this year, the tariff revenue that's coming in is going to basically almost cause the United States debt clock to stop moving. That's how much additional revenue is coming into the United States Treasury because of Donald Trump's tariffs. Not even to mention all of the investment that's coming in from these companies, countries, corporations. They're all investing in America. So this is amazing that they are this mathematically stupid in the Democrat-controlled state Senate. Raise it to $5 a ton on Canada. Raise it to $5 a ton on Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, and Massachusetts, especially stick it to Massachusetts. Do you realize that they truck their garbage from Massachusetts all the way to Michigan? Do you know how much money they spend in diesel fuel to get it here? Canada just has to cross Sault Ste. Marie, Sarnia, or Windsor. They're bringing it all the way from Massachusetts. You guys need to be mathematically smarter. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust? Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. The more you tax something, the less you get. That is micro macro economics 101. If you don't want trash and hazardous waste from Canada and other states, increase our tipping fees, the exact amount on average other states, our neighbors, are charging us. Reciprocal fees. The surrounding states around us average about $5 a ton, charge them $5 a ton. Wisconsin charges $13 per ton, charge Wisconsin $13 per ton. Guess what? When Michigan starts charging what they charge us, they'll stop sending us their crap. They'll find another state that takes it for less money and still pay for the trucks to get it there. Or they'll start having to use their landfills for their crap. What part of this do you Democrats not understand? And especially Canada. Are you kidding me? Donald Trump's right. Canada has been taking advantage of us for far too long. 3.46 million tons of crap coming from Canada. Raise it up to $5 a ton, and if they keep sending it to us, raise it to $10 a ton. If they keep sending it to us, charge them $15 a ton. Eventually, there'll come a point when they stop sending us their crap. Either that or we will make a ton of money from them. You want to fund the roads? Raise the tipping fees to Canada's 3.46 million tons of crap. And guess what? You got revenue, people. This isn't rocket science. Why are you people so stupid? Well, meanwhile, the House Republicans, they're not going to pass these bills. But listen to what calamari says. I don't even know. It's not calamari. That's what you eat. Camarilli. I don't know. I can't say his stupid name. Describing the slowdown of hazardous waste deposits in Michigan regarding exactly how Senate bills 246 and 247 work. Camilleri, I'm coming up with different pronunciations of his name, describes how his legislation would stop the expansion, quote unquote, being sought by Wayne Disposal Incorporated in Van Buren Township. The facility started accepting hazardous waste under the state supervision back in 1980. Who was the governor? Oh, that's right. Jim Blanchard, a Democrat. Including technologically enhanced, naturally occurring, listen to this, radioactive materials. T-Norm. Well, moving this out of the chamber has been a big relief for my residents and my local leaders who've been trying their best to rein in this industry. He said, this one particular landfill we're talking about in Van Buren is a stone throw away from the local elementary school. There's even neighborhoods right nearby. The real world impacts on our residents in Van Buren Township are sick and tired of it. Well, guess what? Because you're mathematically stupid, your bill is going nowhere in the house. You know what? I'm going to call this senator. I'm going to tell him, ask him to amend his bills and to get them repassed. Eliminate the tipping fees on Michigan companies from Michigan's pollution landfill materials and raise it on Canada and these other states. Reciprocate. Wisconsin, $13 a ton. You still want to truck your garbage here? This is the fee. I'm sure Matt Hall and the House Republicans would pass that in a heartbeat. You just got to be politically smart, Senator. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I am definitely going to look up his office, and I'm absolutely going to call him. Let's see if he calls me back. So, bottom line, wasting time passing bills in the Senate that are going nowhere in the House. Meanwhile, they have House bills sitting in the Senate that they won't even take up. And you want Matt Hall to play nice with you guys on the budget? I don't think so. Sorry. The budget has been passed. There it is. $6 billion less than what the Senate Democrats passed. $5 billion less than the governor. It's done. There it is. We're not negotiating. That's the budget. Take it or leave it. If not, we're going to blame you guys for shutting down the government. We did our job. Now accept our budget. You don't want to? No problem. Stroke of midnight on September 30th is 35 days away. The clock is ticking. You decide when you're ready to do the right thing for the people of the state of Michigan. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com.